Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and we've got another good show for you this evening, as we'll be talking with the head men's basketball coach at Northwest Missouri State, Ben McCollum, as well as the head women's basketball coach, Michael Smith. We've got a couple players from the two teams as well. Matt Wallace is here off the men's team, and we'll be talking with Taylor Schull as well. So I'll be talking basketball primarily tonight, Matt, and it was a busy day yesterday for the basketball teams, a long trip to Emporia, Kansas, but for the men, a good trip, and for the women, a tough loss to a very, very good Emporia State women's
team.
Well,
there was a lot of talk going into that game about atmosphere at White Auditorium, and it was the same. It's what we expected, and of course, with the Emporia State women coming in ranked number one in the nation, they had just moved into that spot this week, so that kind of drew a little bit more excitement, I think, for Emporia State fans, and really revved up the crowd, I think, even a little bit more last night than what we usually see there.
And for the Northwest, Ben, always a tough place to go in and play, but they got out to an early lead, held on, and came away with the win.
Yeah, that's right, and it was a hard-fought game. We saw early in the game runs by both teams, Northwest getting out to a couple of double-digit leads, and then at both times Emporia coming back. So Emporia take a halftime lead, but then in the second half it was more of a back-and-forth type game. You didn't really see any major runs or too many double-digit leads or anything like that. So it was kind of two different types of basketball games, but it was a very entertaining basketball game, especially with Northwest winning.
Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes your way from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. That support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Again, our thanks to Carson and Ray and the waitstaff for all the work they do each and every coach's show evening on Thursday nights. Also, we have some giveaways throughout the evening. Brent Barnett, our sideline reporter during Bearcat football, has been handing out some of the entry forms for the giveaways. We'll have those throughout the program as well. So, again, we've got a good show on hand. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coach's Show.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. And talking basketball tonight, we start off with the Northwest Missouri State women's team and head coach Michael Smith joining us. Michael, we talked going into last night. You knew it was going to be tough competitively to start MIAA play. Got the top team in the nation. I guess if you're going to start the season with a couple of ranked teams like you did this year, you may as well start conference play with a couple of ranked teams this year. Schedule makers haven't necessarily been real kind so far.
Well, you know, it has been something. You look at the latest poll, as you mentioned, Emporia's number one in the country. We've played Wayne State already, who's number two in the country. And we've played Northern State, who's currently, I think, 10th in the country. And then we're getting ready to go on the road to play at pit number 8 in the country. So
there cannot be another team that by the end of this week will have faced 4 top 10 teams in the country.
It would be hard to find that. I'm not big on trivia or anything, but it would be interesting to see to do that. But, you know, the main thing is as we mentioned, it's still early in the season. There's still a lot of conference games left. I really, really hope that, you know, I thought we played a really, really good first half of basketball last night. I really do. It was a young team like we are going into a crowd like that, wide auditorium, number one. It was their autograph night. I mean, they had everything going. And, you know, I really thought out of the gate we come out and we played well.
When you see a game like that and you do have a part of the game where you had some positives, you did play well, try to focus a little bit more on that? How do you find a balance of how you look at that game to advance forward on the season?
Well, you do. You try to, because, as you said, it's a long season. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we've played one of 19 conference games so far. Hopefully we can build on it. Like you say, we get this tough one out of the way and take a little bit from it, you know, as far as our positive, our energy. Obviously, we've got to get more consistent in a lot of ways right now. You and I have talked about that. You know, offensively, obviously defensively, we've got to learn to, you know, try to stop some runs when people go on runs on us a little bit. But again, whenever Emporia turned it on, and they turned the faucet on last night, it ran for a while, you know, in the second half.
When you look at, we've talked a lot about how the tough competition gives you an opportunity to learn about your team. The players get to learn and see that competition. But we've also talked about the fact of making sure you still have a confident team and don't lose confidence. Is there kind of a fine line in trying to keep a good balance between those two?
Yeah, you know, I think that comes with experience as far as his coaching. You try not to get down on them that much. You tell them, hey, you know, I was proud of this. I was disappointed in this. But as far as like raising your voice and screaming, that type of stuff, that's not going to get through to them. And nobody wants to hear that. And honestly, I don't want to do that. I mean, I really enjoy being around this team. I told them last night in the locker room after we were done. But I also pointed out some things as far as that need to pick up. You know, certain people have got to start carrying their weight in some categories, some areas. And as far as a team, we've got to stick together. I mean, if we're going to go, you know, go to war, we've got to be able to, you know, trust each other in certain situations. And right now we've got, unfortunately, we've got some areas where there's some finger pointing, it seems like, at some point in time. Things get down. That we all need to face it. I mean, I told them, I said, ladies, I'm just unconfident in some areas like right now as you are. So we've just got to do that. Today we went back to work. We competed. That was the one focus that we went in today's practice with. You know, and I told them, I said, listen, I'm not going to have an excuse. Hey, we played a game last night. I don't care. We're gonna go out and we're going to compete. I felt like we competed for about almost 2 hours tonight before we came up here. And, you know, obviously we're going to have to do the same thing tomorrow as we get ready for a tough Pitt State team on Saturday.
I know one philosophy you've kind of used in the past is asking everybody to do just a little bit more. You're not asking for drastic changes. Is it kind of the same thing with this team?
It is, you know, and Taylor will probably tell you later. I mean, in practice today, we've got to find out one thing. You know, you and I talked last night as far as, you know, leadership and what do we have and getting some followers and not lookers. And there was a couple plays tonight where Ariel would make a play and we watched. I mean, we didn't follow in after. We didn't pick her up when she fell to the ground or when she missed her shot. And that's what we start having to have. We can't just rely on Ariel, you know, on for things. And, again, Ariel's been... She's matured so much, it's amazing. I mean, she's probably matured from a basketball player standpoint more than any player I've ever had. And, you know, she's taking a lot of pride in what we're doing right now. And you know, she told her teammates after the game in the locker room, ladies, I need you. I need your help. We all need to help each other here.
And it seems like I'm watching her play, because sometimes when you see a leading scorer or somebody that's doing as well as they are, you think, well, it's because she's taking a ton of shots, but it seems like Ariel's trying to include her teammates.
She really is. She's a team player right now. I mean, she's, as I mentioned, compared from last year to this year, it's amazing how much she's grown as a player, as a person. I'm extremely proud of her, and, you know, I'm really excited about her, you know, finishing off her senior year in good fashion. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to get there. It's going to take a little more work than maybe I thought this second year, but, you know, with this group, we're still trying to, you know, go through some adversity. I mean, you know, Sam Hurst was out of practice tonight. Don't know if we'll have her for Saturday, you know, with situations. But as I told everybody else, we're not going to use it as an excuse. It gives somebody else an opportunity to step up and hopefully bring something to this team.
How much of the situation is just a matter of the more games these players play with each other that'll improve some of these situations?
It's a lot. I mean, experience is the best teacher, especially with such a group, young group too. You know, if we had five or six seniors and, you know, three or four juniors, you know, I'd be really doing a lot of soul searching right now. But, you know, we've got two seniors, but they're only their second year with me. You know, we've got two or three juniors, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So we're, you know, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but we're still learning. We're still learning a lot of things right now. And really, as I tell them and I tell our personnel, it's not how you start, it's how we finish. We've got a lot of games left to play. We've got to stay healthy. We've got to take care of stuff in the classroom. You know, the nice thing is next week, finals start. And after finals are over with, it's just basketball basically for a month.
Yeah.
And we need that. We need that probably more than any team in the country right now. We just need some rest. We need some time just to sit back and think about, well, okay, let me concentrate on my game. I don't have to write this paper. I don't have to take this test next week. You know what I'm saying? That there's no excuses after that.
Look at Pittsburgh State Saturday. What is it that's got them playing well so far?
They've got a core group. You know, I talked to Coach Lord a little bit yesterday because we were talking before we went to Emporia, and they've just got some core kids. I mean, the Geronimus kid's a senior. She's two-time All-American.
Been there for 14 years.
It seems like it. I can't wait for her to graduate. But they have kids that understand their roles. They have no superstars. Geronimus is a great player. Don't get me wrong. She's a great player. But they have a bunch of players that understand their roles and they accept their roles. And they really, really, they look like they've been playing together for 10 years when you watch them. They don't beat themselves. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They got some good shooters. You know, they're not real big. You know, Pitt used to be 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
They're about 6'1", 6'2", in the post right now. And that's not their main game. It's more of their dribble drive action offensively. So, you know, defensively, we're going to have to be able to defend a lot of different ways in that dribble drive offense because we'll have to do some switching off and on. But more importantly, offensively, I think we just got to find a rhythm and try to get in and stay in it.
Is that offense where they want to drive and get that shot in the paint, or is it a kick-out type of offense?
It's usually a kick-out. Yeah. You know, try to get for a three, you know. They base a lot of that around that. They've won some games, you know, basically just on experience, I would say, because they played some tough teams, probably some teams they shouldn't have beat, but they did. But I think at the end of the game, they didn't panic. They just kept running their system. They kept doing the things that they needed to do, and they've had success. And this is their first game at home. They've played before now. They've played all their games on the road. So, but you can do that when you got an experienced group.
Yeah,
and that's why he did it. He challenged his kids to say, okay, we'll see how good a team we are. We're going to go play all of our games on the road. Yeah, tomorrow or Saturday is their first home game of the season.
Well, you talked about last night, autograph night and all that, and getting everything full. And so not only are you facing ranked teams, you're hitting them at just the right time of the year, it seems like.
So, you know, that's fine. I'm ready to see who's going to come face us when we're hitting the right time of the year for us. You know, and like I said, we may not be there right now, but we're working to get there. And, you know, as long as our kids keep coming to work every day, and they have, Matt, I've been very pleased with as far as our kids. I enjoy being around this group, and I know that we're going to get there. We just keep battling, keep fighting, get through these couple of games here. Like I say, get through with finals week and just concentrate on basketball. I'm really excited about the next step that we're going to take as a team.
And talking about the next step, one thing that word you use a lot, process. Is it tough to make sure that you keep focused on this being a process, or is that something that just is kind of a day-to-day type of thing?
Well, a little both. You know, like I said, I've been through this before. Got a great supporting staff as far as on campus there and in the gym as far as coaches and things. And, you know, I know it's not going to happen overnight. I want it to, like every coach does, but as long as our kids keep coming and showing up to work every day and doing their job, now, like I said, we're just trying to get a little more out of them. Just squeeze a little more milk out of that cow. You know what I mean? Let's just see what we can get going.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you on Saturday.
All right, thanks.
That is Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. And, again, they'll match up with Pittsburgh State coming up down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, on Saturday. We're going to continue to talk Northwest women's basketball. When we come back, we'll hear from Taylor Scholl, one of the new players into the Bearcat program this year. We'll do it right after this timeout. You'll see to the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville here on the Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're going to continue to talk Northwest Missouri State women's basketball in just a moment. But we do have a couple of giveaways, a first of several, it looks like, over here. We need to put Brent to work anyway. He hadn't done much tonight. So come visit Brent, and the two that need to visit Brent are Keston Altman. So, Keston, if you're still here, come on down. Brent's got some stuff for you here. And our other first prize winner, I guess it'd be the second prize winner, Regina Devonport, I believe that is. Regina, if you're still here, come on over. Brent's got some stuff for you as well from the student body. Again, talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, Taylor Scholl joins us. Scholl, a transfer into the program from Bradley University. And I guess, Taylor, to start off, how'd you end up at Northwest Missouri State? Originally from Mount Pleasant, Iowa, and as I mentioned, through Bradley, how'd you end up here in Bearcat Nation?
Well, actually, first off, I didn't really know much about Northwest going through the recruiting process, but I actually found out about Northwest from my teammate, Shelby Mistay. We were actually teammates freshman year at Bradley University. Okay. It was after she transferred out, when I was looking to kind of find a new school after leaving Bradley, got a hold of Shelby and asked her how it was, and she was like, you know what, Taylor, we'd love to have you here. Come take a visit. Got a hold of Coach Smith and ended up here. Just absolutely loved it.
Now, he probably didn't tell you at the time that he was going to throw maybe the toughest schedule in the nation at you guys to get started. But I bet it's been a good learning process, even though it's been pretty early in the season so far.
Oh, it really has. I mean, obviously, you don't want to take an easy on, he doesn't want to take an easy on us. I believe in this group, and I think we can really do some damage with conference and stuff once things start kind of clicking for us. But we need this kind of a confidence to show that we can play with some of these great teams like Emporia State and coming up Pitt State, and just getting this kind of jump start with these great teams to show that we can play with anyone.
And you did have early in the ball game last night against Emporia. I mean, you were going back and forth. You had a lead there early on as well. Do you try to take from those positives as you build for the season and know, you know, even though at that time it was a short span, that you try to build that into longer spans?
Oh, of course. I mean, it'd be great if we could play a full game that hard against Emporia. I mean, unfortunately, they went on a run and things just didn't really start falling and clicking for us in the second half. But definitely, just knowing that we stuck with the number one team in the nation, you know, had the lead on them in that first half, just shows that we have it. We have what it takes.
I know we talk a lot about the atmosphere there at White Auditorium that you guys have to deal with. I know that was your first experience there, but you've been in some bigger venues when you played for Bradley. How does it kind of compare to maybe some of those venues and what you had to deal with last night?
Last night, just it felt more of just kind of the atmosphere of like a hometown atmosphere, especially just even playing here at Bearcat Stadium. With playing with these big schools and these big arenas, you know, you might have a decent crowd, but it just doesn't get loud. At some of these places, it's just the place just gets loud and you can tell these people just really enjoy being there and cheering for their teams. And that's even if it's against an away game, and we have crowds like that cheering even against us in a way, though it's still kind of fun just when things happen and then they all start booing and stuff, and it's just, it kind of motivates you to be like going against them and everything.
I know there's a lot for athletes to consider when they're trying to determine whether they want to play Division One or play Division Two. It sounds like that might be one of the good positives to being a part of a Division Two program.
Oh, no doubt. To be completely honest, when I was over at Bradley in Peoria, Illinois, it was such a big city that there were people there that really didn't even know about Bradley University. So that was also something that really drew me to Northwest, was just the atmosphere and the fans for a lot of the sports, with the football team, the basketball team, just everything, just the hometown feel that just Northwest Maryville just really enjoys the school here.
Talk about the team, and Coach always talks about the process. For you, what is your process? What do you want to do to, because he said everybody needs to do just a little bit more to make the whole team better. Talk about the process for you personally to try to help improve the team.
Personally, obviously with Coach Smith wanting me to be point guard, I definitely just got to step up and take that role of being a leader. I have to make sure that he and my teammates trust me to handle the ball and get us into a flow, and to just be there, have everyone's back when things might not be going our way for a second, but be able to just give energy to keep pushing forward in the game. Also, I personally would love to just become more of a scoring threat. Ariel Easton has been doing a great job for us and putting some points on the board for us, but she can't do it all by herself. And Coach Smith and Ariel have said that she needs help. And just possibly me being a scoring threat is going to help her then get extra looks, because the teams, our opponents, need to worry about more than just one person out there.
How important is competing with each other every game and gaining experience? I mean, do you get a feel for the other players? How important is that experience of just getting to know one another?
I mean, it's extremely important. We need to be able to just kind of feed off of each other, know, who's going to be able to handle the ball at the top of the key, or who wants their back to the basket. During practice, we do a lot of competition play. So coach will split us up, and we'll play 5-on-5 or 3-on-3. And it gives good competitive just sense to us, and just wanting to push each other and make each other better. Not taking easy, like maybe one time someone will take me off the drive and take it to the hole in a way, that's obviously, I don't want that to happen again. So it kind of ups up my sense of my one-on-one pride and wanting to be able to stop my teammate, but then also making her better with me pumping up my defense and trying to stop her.
Well, Taylor, I know it's been a tough start so far, but there's a lot of basketball to be played. We look forward to watching throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
That is Taylor Scholl. She is a first-year player at Northwest Missouri State. Again, a transfer to the program for Coach Michael Smith for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We're going to continue to talk basketball when we come back here at Carson's in downtown Maryville, as we'll turn our attention to the men's side and head coach Ben McCollum. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV. KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And welcome back to the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking basketball right now, and we'll be joined in just a moment by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. But before we talk to Ben, we've got some more giveaways to hand out. And first of all, Larry Rusko, while we're here, is a winner. So, Larry, come on down. You've got one of our prizes that we have for this evening. We also have Jeremy Johnston. If Jeremy's still here, he's a winner. And also Sean Holtman is a winner of our giveaways here on the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Come over and see Brent to our left and pick up your prizes this evening. And again, talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, first of all, it's been a pretty good week for you. You knocked off a nationally ranked team last Tuesday, and then went over Grace on Saturday, and then last night on the road, a very tough place to go in and play, a victory over Emporia State.
Yeah, had a good, I guess, good week it would be with the Drury game. I don't think we talked after the Drury game. I thought our kids played with great composure throughout that whole contest, especially in the second half. I thought we controlled tempo defensively. We kind of imposed our will, got big stops, made timely shots. The Graceland game, not exactly a high-energy performance, to say the least. It was one of those deals where it was just like, oh, my, guys, let's get going here. And we can never get it going. But in a game like that, it's almost better to underperform and, win by 20, because then you get kind of something out of it where, hey, if you don't come ready, you can get beat. Last night at Emporia State, one of the toughest places to play in the MIAA. Our first two contests are two of the tougher places where, you go to Emporia State and then Pitt State. But wide auditorium, one of the best places in, I think, in Division II. Just a nice gym. They've renovated it. And then to be able to go in there and win the game when we didn't play overly well. I didn't think offensively we played well. I didn't think we hit shots that we normally hit. I didn't think we moved the basketball like we normally do, but defensively we got big stops in the second half, kind of grinded it out, stayed tough, stayed with the process, stayed positive, maintained our composure, and came out with a very, very good road win.
And when you talk about a good road win, I thought what made that even more impressive when you look at your early schedule, primarily being at Bearcat Arena throughout the non-conference portion, a trip down to St. Joseph for a couple games with teams on a neutral court down there. But that's really the first time you've been on the road in a hostile environment, and I thought the team showed, something that we've seen out of this team, a lot of composure last night.
They did, and kind of like I alluded to last night, this team is so different from any team that I've had, and I've said it multiple times in interviews, but my old teams were very, very, very emotional, and they'd have a lot of highs and lows. Now, they stayed with the process. They did maintain enough composure, but when things were going well, they were high, and they were emotional, and they were into the game, and things were going bad, they were emotional the other direction, and this team's totally different. So you don't have those highs where, hey, we've got three stops in a row, here comes a fourth, everybody's fired up, everybody's rah-rahed and juiced up. But you also don't have those lows, so you're going to see that composure throughout the season, on the road and even at home. I think we still need to play with a little more emotion, a little more of that competitive killer instinct if we want to be able to go where we want to go.
And you got a relatively young team here. Is that a little bit of a surprise that where you have a team that's playing that way as opposed to maybe with a little bit more of emotion that you might expect maybe out of a younger team?
Yeah, I think so. I think that last year's team, although they were emotional, were fairly composed as well. They were able to keep them enough in check. I think with this team, it's just kind of the kids that we have. Some of the newcomers, Justin Pitts is very composed, if you will. I call it unemotional, but a lot of people call it composed. And Brett's real quiet, but he plays with good energy though, and You know, Connor's obviously kind of like Justin, and so they just kind of go about their business and just play. And you know, Grant will show some emotion every once in a while. Zach will. Every once in a while, we can get Matt to show some emotion. But yeah, we don't have a lot of emotional guys, so I'm the only one that's a basket case throughout the game. So they keep me composed, I guess.
We talked about this last night during the game, but I thought another key was some of the guys that you're counting on to be in a leadership role out there last night. Maybe struggled a little bit offensively. Connor Kirker comes to mind. He had a little tough time buying a bucket at times, but when it was on the line down the stretch, he was getting to the free throw line, knocking down some free throws. He had a big layup in the last minute or two that was huge as far as momentum for Northwest, and didn't let it affect his play on the defensive side. You had, I think, a number of guys that really just grinded it out last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Connor especially, you know, he, if you would have told me his freshman year, you know, he would score, he played 38 minutes and I think he would have 10 points, something like that, 10, 12 points. If you would have told me that, I would have just said you're crazy. Like he or, you know, throughout the game, I find myself, you know, when Matt's out of the game, it's like, well, just put Connor on the best player. I mean, that's baffling to me. I mean, I'm sure you saw him as a freshman, and even as a sophomore, sometimes on the road, it just was like, oh man, Connor, you know, defensively. But now you can count on him. You know, defensively, he's into the game. Offensively, he's poised. He's making the right decisions, and he's always done that. But if he misses a shot now, you can still count on everything else to be there defensively. You can count on him checking defensively, getting box outs. You can count on him getting big rebounds for us. You can count on him taking care of the basketball, moving the ball, things of that nature. And so he's grown a ton from his freshman year, even from his sophomore year. You know, you'd see him disappear some on the road his sophomore year, and so far in big games, he has performed.
And I thought Grant Cozad had a game similar to that last night as well. He really had some big plays down the stretch, and the entire game did a good job on the boards and some things. And had to be a little bit of a frustrating game for him, too, in another standpoint, where he got a couple fouls on him that, from our vantage point, looked like might have been something that could have gone the other way or not. But I thought, from that standpoint, too, that he did a very good job for you last night.
And he has been. He's been great all year. He's been as consistent as anybody we have. Yeah, on the fouls, you know, I don't know that Grant, if you ask Grant, I don't know that he has ever fouled anybody in his entire career. You know, I think it's a Carney thing. It's a lot like Dylan. Dylan's never fouled anybody. Grant's the same way. Now, Tyler, just a constant hack, so he knows that he fouls. But you know, I know Grant, he does get because he's always back there in good help position. And so as they come at him, he'll get people out of control, and they'll just throw their body into him, and all of a sudden it's a foul on him. And it's like, well, I don't necessarily think that's a foul on him. But he did, and in the second half came back and obviously played excellent defensively. On their bigs, on their guards, on everyone that came his way. He was great. And then on top of that, he boxed out and got the defensive rebound for us. I think he had 10, maybe 9 defensive rebounds on the game. So, and he's, you know, he's our big. He is the one big guy that we play consistently outside of Brett, and they play by themselves. So they've got a lot of responsibility as far as the rebounding goes.
And when you talk rebounding, another guy that when you look at his size, you probably think won't be that much of a factor on the boards, but much like Deshaun Cooper, Justin Pitts gets his share of rebounds after.
He does, you know, and he's a good ball getter. He's just gotten a nose for the ball. He's got good instincts. He sees where it comes off, and he's very deceptively long, deceptively athletic. You know, and he'll get a lot of steals. You'll see him get a lot more steals throughout the season. He's just a ball getter. He finds the ball. He's really good at it. Gets a lot of deflections, things of that nature. You know, and then other people box out, and he just kind of goes and gets the rebound. So, good for him.
But hey, and really, as a team, I thought the big key last night was a lot of times limiting Emporia State to just one shot when they were coming down there. Had some key parts of that ball game.
Anytime you're going to win on the road, that's what you have to do. You have to eliminate transition baskets and eliminate offensive rebounds. If you can do those two things, you give yourself a chance to win the basketball game. If you do not do those two things, it's going to be very difficult to win on the road. Just, you know, because they're going to sling up shots that they normally wouldn't make on the road at home. You know, it might be a contested shot. They might not hit that on the road. Now, all of a sudden, at home they're able to hit those. So you've got to eliminate those high percentage. And so, you know, we stress it a lot, and we stress it since day one, transition defense, defensive rebounding. Whatever we scheme up defensively, those two things are our staples and our absolutes that we have to do.
Now, I know that there's obviously a lot of basketball left to be played this season, with that just being the first conference game. But when you look at the success that your team has had since that opening loss to Morehead, six in a row now, big win last week with Drury, as we talked about. Just kind of talk about this team, where they're at this point in the season, and what you like out of this squad.
Well, I think they're further along than I would have expected at this point. But in saying that, I think they're still quite a ways away from where they need to be. I think there's a lot of, and I alluded to it earlier, I think there's a lot of competitive things that they need to grow on. They need to show some emotion. They need to fight a little bit more than they have. Just emotionally, just kind of being with each other, just getting excited during a game. I saw enthusiasm from Zach, you know, last night, where he was, you know, fired up in that second half and kind of getting after it. And we need other people to really step up and show some of that emotion when things are going well. And when things are going poorly, maintain the composure that we know that they have. So if we're going to grow in areas, I think it's part of that mental part of it. I think then there's some rhythm offensively that we're still gaining with a lot of new people, and then developing that depth. Getting guys that I trust to put in the game. And I'm a strange person in that respect, where I'm a huge believer in trust, and it takes a while for guys to earn that. And some people earn it within seconds because they get it. And some people it takes a while. And right now, with our bench, they need to earn some of that trust so that we can get them on the floor so they can help out our starters.
And you got a lot of guys right now, they're getting quite a bit of playing time. When you look at some of your starters, you talked about Connor, he's been playing, he got about 2 minutes he was in the game last night. And there's a couple, three other players I think got a lot of minutes last night too.
Well, yeah, and Justin can go for days. I mean, he doesn't get tired. We joke about Connor, and it's not the case this season. So this is a total joke. But we don't need to take him out. He just doesn't play hard enough to get tired. But not this season. He competes and plays at a high level. I think he's just in better shape. You know, and I think obviously Matt can play extended minutes fairly easily. Grant will get a little bit tired, but I think the way we defend ball screens now helps him out quite a bit. You know, I think before when we were trapping, it got him into foul trouble. It made him extend out quite a bit and then sprint back and extend out, sprint back. And that's difficult on a post player playing extended minutes. So that's helped us there. Zach, you know, again, he's probably not quite athletic enough to get overly fatigued. So, he can play extended minutes as well. But still, it's always good to get a fresh person off the bench and just kind of give us a little juice and a little lift, and then obviously bring your starters in after that.
One thing about Zach Schneider, and he's really picking up where he left off last year in this respect, is he's a guy that seems to be able to get you a big three-point bucket at some key parts of a ball game for you.
He does that. He can shoot a little bit now. That's his, obviously his strength. And last night he had a four-point play. That was huge. That's especially after my man Brett missed that dunk. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It was huge for me emotionally, because I thought I was about to tank at that point, and he missed the dunk. I think we went down six. They came down and hit a two. We were down six. Zach came down and hit an and-one three. It's like, I'm back. Okay, I'm back with you guys. Here we go. And that's the emotional side of me. But no, he hits some big shots, timely shots. And, you know, he gets timely defensive and offensive rebounds. He's an excellent rebounder, excellent defender, and he's not overly athletic. You know, he just does it with a high basketball IQ, with a great amount of toughness, a great amount of concentration. He's just an excellent basketball player and a steal for our level.
Hey, it seems like he brings a lot of energy off the bench right now.
Yeah, and, you know, he does. And that was the enthusiasm that you saw in that second half, where he was emotional. He was into it. He was getting guys going. And I think we need more of that, especially on the road, where it's like, let's go, you know, let's go, guys. And I thought he did a good job of that.
Emporia is a place you're very familiar with, having been an assistant coach there for a few years. And this is one thing that every time I go into White Auditorium, I look at that floor, and I want to pace it off with a ruler somewhere. That floor to me looks like it's smaller than regulation. You've been there a while. Is it actually regulation?
You know, as far as I know, I mean, it seems regulation to me, and the I love that, Jim, how they've put in the seating around the outside. That makes it look great there. But yeah, no, it's definitely a fun place to play, and it's fun for me to go back. You know, I go back and literally everyone from the crowd, you know, all the old boosters and old men and whatever and old parents, they come up and say hi to me, and old coaches, Ron Slaymaker, come say hi to me, and so I had probably 15 people coming up and just, you know, saying hi, coach, good to see you. Everybody likes me in Emporia. You know, everybody likes the assistant. You know, and so then you come here. Now, people like me here too, but boy, when you're the assistant, you can do no wrong. I did nothing wrong in Emporia State. You know, it was always Coach Mo's fault. So, but it was interesting just to see that dynamic that how much they appreciated me as an assistant. It was fun to go back and had some good memories there.
I know you also. I've been talking with Matt earlier this week. You were talking to Matt during the lunch, and you got some memories. As a player there as well, in a Bearcat uniform. I think there's one game in particular, Robbie Ballard for Emporia, kind of went off, what, 49 points in that game?
I don't remember. I can't. You know, I think he did. I'm trying to recall, but again, the beauty about being a player is you can always blame it on the coach. I'll just blame it on Coach Taft. Our game plan was bad. No, I think that... I came in, I played the first half, and I was matched up on a guy named Thomas Vincent. I think he went by me a few times, too. And then in the second half, after he had, I think he was at point number, I want to say 36 to 38, somewhere in that range. You know, and I think they had tried about three different defenders on him. I think we even tried a post player on him, Floyd Jones. No chance. And... then they're, you know, like, you know, Ben at the time, you know, I called Ben, not Coach Mack then, and then I got some effort on him, and I think it was the very first possession they passed to him. I jumped off to the basketball like you're supposed to do after he gave it up, got a flare screen. I think he hit it. I think it was an 80-foot shot. It was pretty deep, and that was 1-3. Next possession, I think I was actually up trying to pressure him, and I thought I was pressuring him. Now, he was probably 10 to 15 feet behind the, literally, behind the line, and I was up there trying to guard him, and he just kind of looks at me, and looks down, looks at me, shoots it, and he's only 5'11", you know, and so I'm thinking I'm heating him up, and hits that one, and then I hit the next possession, you know, and then, so then they switched, and then I didn't get to guard him anymore. I think I got him up to like 45 point, somewhere around there. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Matt.
I want to officially apologize, because I did, you know, when we were talking on Tuesday, we were just talking about how the different things that have gone on. It just seems like odd stuff happens there when Northwest goes to play there, and we were talking about different situations, and I popped in my head, and I just thought, I couldn't remember if you were around for that game or not, and I officially had my foot in my mouth when you said, yeah, I got to guard him.
Oh, it was pretty good, yeah. Shoot, we had another game when I was at Emporia State, and we talked about this one when it was tied. And when I say we, I mean Emporia State, because I was coaching there at the time. It was tied. Northwest had the ball, came down, missed the shot. Our guy got the defensive rebound. Northwest had quit on the play because there was like 2 seconds left. Our guy, Andrew Davison, took two dribbles from three-quarters court, shot it, and made it. Got it off on time, according to the on the floor. They called it good. So we win by three, right? Well, they go to the monitor. He gets a cell phone stopwatch. I won't mention the official, but he is a Northwest grad. Unbelievable. And overturned the game somehow. And then after the game, and they ended up winning in overtime on us. And after the game, you know, Coach Tapp could barely look at me. He said, you know, he said, oh, boy, that's a tough one. Tough one, Coach. I said, yeah, I know. I know. I'm on the other end of it. So,
For fear of putting my foot in my mouth again, now the rumble that was at the end of the Northwest bench that one game, remember that when there was just kind of a...
Oh, a skirmish.
I don't really want to call it a fight. But
I was with Northwest then, but okay. I didn't travel. It was my first year of being a GA, and I didn't travel.
Okay.
And that was
I was afraid that if I were to ask you that, you were going to tell me that you started it, so I didn't know
no.
for sure. But
Mo, you know, working for Coach Mo at Emporia State was one of the more entertaining things that I've ever been a part of, and I've got plenty of stories there. He was fun to work for, and part of that going back was just kind of missing working for him, and you know, I talked to him before the game, and I actually talked to him today as well. But he's still involved in my coaching. You know, I still ask him quite a bit of advice, but definitely fun to work for him.
Well, you've had an opportunity not only with Coach Mo, but also with tapping a grad assistant playing under Tap to get some pretty good basketball knowledge under your belt there with those two guys.
It's the best of both worlds. You know, Coach Tapmeyer, I don't know that I've seen somebody run a program as far as the mental toughness side of it as Coach Tapp, as far as the discipline side of it, just getting guys to compete at a high level and play hard. And then you go to Mo, X's and O's and basketball knowledge, I've never been around anyone as good as him. And so I got the X's and O's, the basketball knowledge, and I got how to run a program, and I try to bring the two together and then obviously add my own spin to it and hope that it's good enough. But I learned a lot from both those two.
Good. We're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. We'll come back with Ben and talk a little bit about what's coming up this week. Pittsburgh State in particular is ahead on Saturday afternoon. We'll be talking with Ben about Pitt right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Bureau in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at 1st and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. And before we talk more with Ben, a couple more giveaways here this afternoon and evening. Sean Hickman is the winner of a giveaway. Sean's here. Come over and see Brent and pick up your giveaway. And also Corey Hoffman is a winner. So I know Corey's here. So again, a couple more winners here on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Ben, you're back on the road Saturday. Pittsburgh State opponent. You alluded a little bit to that earlier about another tough place to go down and play when you face the Gorillas. And just talk a little bit about what you're looking forward with Pittsburgh State on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, they're a really good basketball team. I think they're a step up from Emporia. I think they're a little more athletic. I think they'll get after you defensively quite a bit more. You know, offensively, they're pretty basic. They keep it pretty simple, but they've got really good scores. I mean, on the wings, they got a point guard that distributes. They got two scoring wings, and then they've got some shooters that they bring off the bench. They just got a post player eligible that's a stud. You know, just a big body down there, can really score in the paint. So, and then Pitt, you know, that's one of those environments that's, and everywhere you go in the MIAA, it doesn't matter where it's at. If you win on the road, that's just a bonus. It's very difficult in this league to win on the road, and you know, Pitt especially is they'll have it rocking. They'll get it going and have a crowd, and it'll be a fun atmosphere.
And after that, you got, I believe, finals coming up and working around Christmas break a little bit. What are some of the things you try to do to keep the team fresh and sharp during when you have to deal with a lot of those things right in the middle of your season?
I don't know yet. I don't want to allude to anything for, you know, Matt's here. I don't want him to know what we're going to do next week in practice. So, you know, you just got to try to keep him engaged and try to get better. I think that you have to use that time to really grow and to really improve on some of your things that you've been doing in order to take that in, because you've got a big conference game against Hayes on the 20th. And obviously we've got a game in between that that gives us a little rhythm going into it. But, you know, you can't take for granted any days, especially with the team that we have, where, you know, we can drastically improve, and we're nowhere near where we need to be.
Now, you talked about Matt Wallace, who will be coming up next. Just talk a little bit about what Matt has meant to the Bearcat program for you.
You know, he's meant a lot to this program. You know, I think from a playing standpoint, defensively, he's as good as anybody that I've coached. Just being able to execute things, understanding help side, understanding how to defend the basketball, understanding what I want. You know, to where he doesn't take a lot of the brunt of my my excitement, I guess. He did when he's young, though, so he got enough of that when he's young. But no, and this year, obviously, he's brought some steadiness, some leadership that we need, especially in game, on the floor, kind of knowing where things need to go, who needs the basketball, what needs to happen next, who needs to take that next shot, where does this pass need to go, all those little things that are huge that you expect out of a fifth-year senior point guard.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on our coach's show. When we come back, we'll continue to talk men's basketball as Matt Wallace will join us, point guard or guard for the Northwest Missouri State men's team. Back to talk with Matt right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue on, we'll continue to talk men's basketball with a player off of the men's basketball team, and Matt Wallace. And before we talk to Matt, we got a couple more giveaways here. Matt Crow is a winner, as well as Reagan Erickson. If they come over and see Brent over here, again, Reagan Erickson and Matt Crow are winners here this evening on our Coaches Show. And Matt, it's good to have you with us, and just talk a little bit about this season, and maybe a little bit of the differences with some of the way the team is comprised this year as opposed to the last couple of years for you.
So far this year has been pretty fun. We've had some big games. We won some big games. Won our first conference game, which is nice. This team's a little different from last year just because I came in with most of those guys, and this year I'm kind of the old guy. You know, I'm hurting every day and don't do as much as I used to, and they give me a hard time about that, but you know, we get along really well together off the court, and I think that's huge on the court. You know, nobody gets after each other after a bad shot or a turnover or anything like that, and I think that's huge, and that'll go a long way for us this year.
And I think that's something that we've seen now with the Bearcat teams through the years, is just the cohesiveness of the squad, and it seems like through the years that you've been a part of the program, that seems like that's something every year that we've seen of this team.
Yeah, it's really nice to be a part of this and to have guys like that. And I think that comes with, I mean, the families that that players come from are awesome. I mean, we have the best team moms you could ask for, and I think that kind of carries over to the players, and then we all get along as teammates, and it's, I mean, it's something cool to be a part of.
And what are some of the goals that you have for this particular season for you?
Obviously, we want to win conference. We want to make it to the national tournament and win the conference tournament even, but I think with us being such a young team, it's got to be a day-by-day basis, you know, and got to come work hard every day at practice, win every game, and just improve and keep improving. But, I mean, in the long run, we want to win championships.
And how has your role changed with the team through the years?
It's changed a little bit. I was mostly just a defender my freshman year, and then sophomore year, I was the starting point guard for most of the year with Deshaun out, and so I was the defender, and I kind of had to run the offense and get people their shots. Last year, I was pretty much a defender and a passer, and this year, defending, passing, and trying to be a leader and maybe score a couple of points here and there, which is a lot of fun this year.
Always good to score some points.
Yeah, it is.
I know Coach talks about your defensive ability, and it looks like you take a lot of pride on the defensive side as well.
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, that's been my role here. And in high school, it's something I took a lot of pride in. I think that's one of the reasons I got here is because Coach Mack believed I could be a pretty good defender. And so, I mean, every game I usually guard the guy that's averaging 20 points a game, and I want to shut him down. I want to lower his average by quite a bit. Obviously, that didn't happen last night, but that's always my goal, and I like when that happens.
Now, you come to Northwest from Bellevue, Nebraska, senior in the program now. Talk a little bit about some of the reasons that Northwest was a place that you wanted to come and play basketball and attend school.
Well, it was my only D2 school that ever looked at me, and then I came here on a visit, and I never heard of Northwest before. I don't know how, being only 2 hours away, but I came here and the coaches were young and I liked that a lot. And then the campus was really nice. Town was a little small, which is different, but I liked the guys when I came in and it just felt like a good fit. I played well on my visit, so I think that kind of played a little part in it. But it was a good visit, and I think it set Northwest apart from other schools.
Now, one thing that fans of Bearcat basketball noticed through the years, each year you kind of have a little bit of a different look to you, hairstyle and things. What goes into the decision of the look you're going to have for the season?
Oh, I don't know. Me and Grant Kozad, we were going to do something with our beard every other couple weeks, but I think he's backing out on that. So it may just be me.
All right, well, Matt, thanks all for being with us, and congratulations on the career you've had, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And that's Matt Wallace, a senior guard for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up for another edition of the show here this evening. Our thanks to all of our guests involved with the program. Bearcat men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, along with women's coach Michael Smith, and our basketball players Matt Wallace and Taylor Scholl. Coming up on Saturday, it's Bearcat basketball from Pittsburgh, Kansas. We'll be on the air at 1:10 with their pregame for the women. It's a 1:30 tip-off, Northwest and Pittsburgh State. The men will tip off at 3:30. And again, you can hear both of those games right here on KXCV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Coaches Show. For Matt Glitter, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Girl in downtown Maryville.
Ever wonder why that sauce never thickened or how to properly send back a bottle of wine? It's Lynn Rossetto Casper, host of The Splendid Table. Now, every single week, we open up the lines to your calls. And frankly, it's my favorite part of the show. And believe me, anything goes. Join us. That's The Splendid Table from American Public Media.
Listen for Splendid Table Tuesdays at noon on KXCV, KRNW.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
It's one of my favorite pieces of music.